9.
Romans 8:17. We are heirs of God. And joint heirs with Jesus. This is Heir Church.
With Pastor Dave Thomas of the Heir Church, 159 Clark Road, just north of the Trout River Bridge. Join us at our new Northside campus every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Our website is theheirchurch.org. That's the H-E-I-R church.org. And now, with today's message, here's Pastor Dave Thomas.
Okay, because there's no cure for what you have. You're not going to live to be a grown man. And he was just in his teens, around 16 or something like that. Okay, now, you have to get serious about your own condition. Well, he was pursuing the word every day. Anybody you know that dealing with cancer, they got it every day. They don't have it Sunday to Sunday. Don't mean no harm. But if you're going to fight the good fight of faith, you're going to fight that fight every day. You're going to get the word. You ain't got time for playing church or nothing else. And so he was fighting for his life. But my point was the fact that it did not take, every time he'd get a revelation from God, he would ask some pastor to explain that revelation. Well, what was occurring was he was in a denominational environment until he found a church that believed in healing. He went them. They believed in healing, but he wanted healing, but he didn't want praying in the Holy Ghost. He had a wall about that, so he got over that later. Can you say amen? Okay, now, a lot of these things occurred after he got healed. It was like he started doing stuff as his strength returned, and he got it, you know, through this scripture here. And that's why we preach this scripture all the time. Some of you, I mean, you should know it by heart because it applies to every area of your life. Healing, deliverance, prosperity. Whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea. In that verse, it says say it three times. So the check and the regulation has to be about your words and what you're saying. You've got to develop confessions on every area that you want victory in. Like Obi mentioned victory, you got to speak it. If poverty coming out of your mouth, you're not going to prosper. Amen. So you got to change your vocabulary. But what happens, you change your heart with the word of God, where God promises. I'm just giving you a couple of scriptures and I'll be done. Okay, over here, somebody say, well, anyway, don't say this, but I'm going to go over and show you where the will of God is made known. Where God has, there are people that are just suspicious about prosperity. You obviously don't know God. Everything he made a bunch of it. As a matter of fact, man hadn't even discovered how marvelously he's made. Man is just discovering how miraculously made. God said, you are fearfully and wonderfully made. That's what he says about people. And you ask, well, how you know? Well, I'm just trying to get by. I'm just trying to make it. Don't sound like you know you fearfully and wonderfully made. So confession, and you know, according to over Romans 10, 9 and 10, you know, with the heart man believes, with the mouth confession is made until salvation. That's how you got saved. There's one aspect of confession I want you to get. Confession will establish your consciousness. It establishes consciousness. That's one of the words. If you're going to walk in prosperity, you must be conscious of it. You must develop a consciousness of God in this area. Where it just in your normal thinking, you know that the abundance belongs to you, and that is the will of God. Oh, you can't leave it in the spirit. See, in other words, your confession by the way it's designed, what you say, it elevates your consciousness, your natural consciousness about it. Can you say amen? So when you're naturally conscious, you won't be confessing poverty, accepting poverty, because you know it doesn't belong to you, because you are conscious of the abundance realm that you've been born in and what you've inherited by the blood of Jesus. Now, get this. I'm going to give you some Jesus in this real quick. What happens is, with Jesus, when Jesus walked on earth, the miracles and things that you saw him do, he showed victory. He showed the miraculous victory in the life that he lived. Jesus didn't defeat the defeat of mankind. What wasn't revealed through Jesus until he got ready to go to the cross. See, he lived in poverty, but before he got ready to go to the cross, you began to look at the areas where man was defeated in. Jesus didn't come to demonstrate defeat. He came to defeat defeat. He didn't come to demonstrate defeat. He came to defeat defeat. So what he did, if you're going to defeat defeat, you got to get familiar with victory. In other words, what you play in your consciousness is what you're going to move to. Man moves toward and becomes like what he thinks about. Man moves toward and becomes what he thinks about. You live in what you think about most of the time. That's where Romans 12, 1 and 2, and also Joshua 1, 9. Meditate on that word day and night. It's called a law of attraction. Well, I heard you believe in that law of attraction? Mm-hmm. It's true. The whole world, everything operates by law. It operates by spiritual and natural law. And the one thing you don't want to do is be guilty of operating in perverted spiritual law. That's how the devil operates. He doesn't have any power. He doesn't have the power not over you. He has to get you to speak poverty on yourself. He has to get you to agree with it in order for it to manifest in your life. You stop agreeing with it, just change and start speaking prosperity. Yeah, speaking on your car, your shoes, your clothes, your house, your kids, everything. Down here where you're at. And so in Joshua 1:8, it said, meditate on the word day and night that you may observe to do all that's written therein. Joshua 1:8, then shall you make your way what? Then shall you have what? Yeah. God has put it in our hand. He's put it in our hand. And so when you look at Joshua 1:8 and you meditate on the word of God on healing, the word of God on guidance, the word of God on prosperity, the word of God on love, just meditate on the word on that. If there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these. Over in Philippians 4:8, it's telling us, in other words, according to the word of God, what to think about. The great magnitude of sin in the life of people is psychological. Yeah. Any sin committed, it comes out of the thought realm before it manifests. God judges the thought life. He said, oh, wow. He can see in our hearts. He judges our hearts. He can see it. So you know it's there. Get rid of it and replace it with abundance and no life. But now, understand this. If you say, well, I don't know, Pastor. I don't know if I get that. Well, you need to get in the Word, meditate. The Holy Ghost will talk to you and show it to you. Can you say amen? It's like, well, you know, the devil did it. The devil over here. The devil over there. The devil can't be everywhere. He's an angel. He's a fallen angel. That wasn't the devil. That was you. Come on, now, be honest. I used to wonder about that, too. How can he be over there overseas and be in New York at the same time? Oh, I know what. He can fly fast. No, these are questions people have. He's not omnipresent. The devil not omnipresent. Jesus on the earth wasn't omnipresent either. The Holy Ghost is omnipresent. That's God. Are you following me? So Jesus, when Jesus was down here dealing with those guys, if they said Jesus was at Publix, he wasn't at Wendix at the same time. He's either over here or he's over there. And you know what? People, if Jesus was on earth now, people would be praying and want him to come to their house. You know, he'd have a long backlog list. Everybody, you know, I believe it if I see him when he come and talk. No, it's not going to happen. You have to believe the word. And so in any case, this is just a faith refresher for you. And I got to get to the scripture. So when I said that, your victory, I mean total transformation, with all the word you have is available to you, CDs, tapes, shouldn't take you but a matter of months. Dr. Hagin didn't have the references of the teachings that are available today. That's all over the place. Great men and women of God all over the world. Amen. These same scriptures, they use them. But you have to you know, get into them, get them. And so when he shared that, I said, wait a minute, it didn't take him that long. So when he was like 45 and 35, oh, he had been healed for years. But he's still telling the same story. He had an incurable blood disease. And he told what the doctors tell him, because the doctors still do the same thing. Well, ain't nothing we can do for you. You know, well, call this doctor. No sense in calling him. He can't help you. And he tells and reveals this. So, but your faith in God, this is where he went to the Word of God. And then he had to begin to confess it. You must begin to confess, not meditate. You got to get past meditation and get to confessing where it comes out of your mouth. Can you say amen? Turn over to Deuteronomy if you will. We got to wrap this up. Amen. Have you been blessed so far? Woo, Jesus. And so, and there are a number of scriptures as it relates to, you know, the faith in God and, you know, the scriptures that Paul ministered and taught. And so, but there is a commitment. If you know, we don't have church every day, of course, but you get the CDs, you'll get tapes on the subject you're dealing with, and renew your mind to that area, because you've got to renew your mind where you change what you're saying. See, you can renew your mind in an area, but you still won't be saying what's new. You got to say it. Abundance and no lack. When last time you walked around your house, Lord, I have abundance and no lack, that every need is met. Amen. You got to say it. It had to come out of your mouth, because you are creating a personal consciousness about it. And you'll drive the doubt out, and you can see the man. Because see, that's what your faith. Your faith is asking for. That's how you got saved. With the heart, man believes. With the mouth, confession is made. If you can get saved without the confession, salvation, the manifestation of salvation. With the heart, man believe. With the mouth, confession is made. I use the word. I say with the heart, man believe. With the mouth, confession is made unto manifestation. You don't say it, you ain't saved. You just believe it. Believe it not enough. The devils believe. They believe. You got to believe and speak. Hallelujah. Have faith in God. Jesus said, have faith in God. Say that with me. Say, have faith in God. Let's go to Deuteronomy. We'll wrap this up. We had a great time this morning. It's been good. Amen. Having a good time is good, but you have an assignment. You want to walk out of here and begin to alter your confession. I was thinking about something for my young people. Like I call it the college pack. You know, I wish I had had it when I was in school. The college pack. You want to believe your faith for 4 to 6 years of college, all paid for, and a car with all the gas paid for, and the apartment. Put it all in the victory pack. If you're in the 11th grade, that's the stuff you want. Yeah, you want your college totally paid for, all 4 years or 6 years. If you're going to do grad work, a car, a good car, paid for. Come on, somebody. Amen. And money for the gas and all that stuff. Put all that in there and start confessing it. Amen. If it don't work, drop out of church. Maybe this don't work. Maybe heaven's not there. Heaven's there. This stuff works. God got people write you a check and cover all that. He does? Where they at? I don't know. You don't have to know either. You just have to believe it and speak it in the name of Jesus. So you know what, Pastor? God's got my college tuition covered. Got it covered. Is that how he covered it? By faith. Faith in God. Didn't you say God covered it? That's all you need to know. Let me go to Deuteronomy. Can you say amen? Ooh, the word is good. God is so good. I would ask, praise God, Arthur. How many times Brother Hagin taught Mark 11, 23, 24? People don't get it. You know, I'm saying why people don't get it, because you've been churchized, whatever it is. Yeah. What do you mean? When you've been sermonized, you're used to you measuring whether the preacher gave a good sermon, not realizing you're giving an assignment like you're at Harvard. You better go do something with this, what you're getting. I done put you on top of the fish. I done move you away from all the other stuff, you know, in the Bible you don't need right now. It's good, but here's what you need right now. I done put you on top of the fish. Drop the line and pull the fish up. Get the stuff. Get yourself out of the predicament you're in and go from there. You got to be, see, remember I told you, you got to pay the guy $100. The guy is going to charge you $100 just to put you on top of the fish. He's not going to fish for you. He's going to say, okay, you know how to fish? They right here. Come on, somebody. Amen. You probably thinking about the guy fee right now, aren't you? Mm-hmm. My fee higher than $100. But I thought that was an awesome thing. He knows the lake. You're looking at the lake. Your fish in here. They are in here. Unlimited amount. Long with fish. You can fish day or night. Is it them blessings in there? Can you say amen? 24/7. All right. Are you there? Listen, stand to your feet. You've been sitting down a long time. Stand to your feet. And the next time you stand, we'll be leaving. I just want to show you some scriptures. You may have to go home and read them. And we covered some the other night. Can you say amen? Go ahead on the stretch. We're in the home stretch. Praise God. I'm past where I want to be. But in Deuteronomy chapter 12, isn't that where we were the other night? Chapter 12. And you can read it. I'm going to have to send you home and let you read it. Read it yourself. Amen. All right. 9, 10, 11. All right. Ooh, I'm going to come back to this. There's some more stuff in here. Okay. All right. Okay. You can be seated. Go ahead and stretch a little bit. You know, let your blood circulation go on. Amen. All right. Okay, you can be seated. We're going to wrap this up. Okay, in Deuteronomy chapter 11, go down to verse number 10. Okay. God is telling. Now, this has to do with faith in God. Because the first thing Jesus said, he said, have faith in God. So you got to know, because Pastor Tom, I'm telling you this stuff, you got to know that God said it. You got to, and it's throughout the Bible, it's throughout the Old Testament, the miracles that God have done, and he tells why he did it. He's no respecter of persons. You heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus. Amen. You're of the faith of Abraham. You're the seed of Abraham. Identity. Come on, somebody. All right, so here, the word says, I'll just pick a couple of verses where God is pointing out. In verse 17, it says, is that 11? Yeah, that's 11. Now go to 10. For the land whither thou goest in to possess it is not as a land of Egypt, from which ye came out, where thou sowest thy seed and waterest it with thy foot as a garden of herbs. Okay. God is describing the way you used to live. He's telling, here's how y'all used to live. You're not going to live like that no more. I'm changing the way you live. See, God changed the way you live. He's going to change the way you think and what you expect. Come on, somebody. He said, I'm taking y'all out of a life of struggling. Stop struggling. No more struggling. No more worrying. None of that. This is what this is like to them. They live. See, when you live in Egypt, it's a mindset in Egypt. My brother, Pastor Blair, just come back from New York on a visit to New York. People in a hurry in New York, aren't they? They in a hurry, man. They in a hurry. And Ron is a native New Yorker. People are in a hurry. And Elliot said, they don't speak to you. They got time to speak to you. We got the New Jersey crowd, Jones them, and the New York crowd. Folk won't look at you. They won't look you in the face. They about their own business. It's a whole different atmosphere. Are you following me? And so they came out of Egypt. There's a whole different atmosphere. You get an atmosphere where I would call it like a hustle mentality, where everybody hustling. You can't trust them. They'll stab you in the back. You can't put nothing down and turn your back for a minute. Somebody will take it. Come on, somebody. All that come with poverty. Poverty brings that. Poverty and struggle overrides ethics and all of this other stuff. Folk don't care about that. You better not put your stuff down. That's another part of it, Ellie. You may not have seen that. You better keep your eye on your stuff. You won't be sitting nothing down. Come on, somebody. Now, and New York has some wonderful people. I get that. But it has a lot of everything. It has a lot of everything. All right, so here, let me go quickly. God was telling them, there's a whole new ball game I have for y'all. And so, like you sitting here right now, this is a preparation for a different life for you. So the word says, what verse was that? Verse 10, he said, that thou soweth thy seed and watered it with thy foot as a garden of earth. But the land whither ye go to possess it is a land of hills and valleys, and drinketh water of the rain of heaven. A land which the Lord thy God careth for. Who cares for it? God does, with his own irrigation system. The eyes of the Lord thy God are always upon it, from the beginning of the year even until the end of the year. That means God got it all the time. They are not used to that. Then he said, and it shall come to pass, if ye shall hearken diligently unto my commandment, which I command you this day, to love the Lord your God, and to serve him with all your heart and with all of your soul, that I will give you the rain of your land in his due season, the first rain and the latter rain, that thou mayest gather in thy corn and thy wine and thine oil. And I will send grass in thy fields for thy cattle, that thou mayest eat and be full. Now, you look at this, you're not a farmer, but if you depend upon the land, this is wealth right here. You're looking at wealth. It's no good to have the land that don't grow nothing, or it's dry and the crop dying all the time. It said, and I will send grass in the fields. Take heed to yourself, that your heart be not deceived, and ye turn aside and serve other gods and worship them. And then the Lord's wrath be kindled against you, and he shut up the heavens, that there be no rain, and that the land yield not her fruit, and lest ye perish quickly from off the good land which the Lord giveth you. Okay, so what happens, it says, verse 18, therefore shall ye lay up these what? Let's read verse 18 together, and then that's done. Therefore shall ye lay up these my words in your heart and in your soul, and bind them for a sign upon your hand, that they may be as frontless between your eyes. Okay, now it says more about the word. Somebody say the word. One more time, the word. Okay, this is the power. This is what your mind is being renewed by. Dr. Hagin had to renew his mind to healing. You got people telling you you're going to die. You want healing, and you don't have healing in you. You don't have the script. You just grab Mark 11, 23, 24, and there are a few other scriptures that you grab. You gotta flood this thing and get that junk out. The world will feed you a good dosage of poverty, sickness, and disease all the time. Kind of make you think about them drug commercials. Well, you know, you need to get this right here. It'll help you feel better. And you know, but of course, there are some side effects, which include, you know, crippling, blindness, soreness. Some cases, it could be fatal. You know, and if you get past all of this, you'll be all right. Give the Lord a praise. Stand up. We can stand up. Stand to your feet. Amen. The world is serving this up to people. You got to get the word of God in there. Amen. While you're standing up, every head bowed, every eye closed. Go on and stand. If you're here, you never asked Jesus to be Lord and Savior of your life. You say, Pastor, I'm here, but I'm not saved, but I want to give my life to Jesus. Just give me a wave if you would. Amen. Say, Pastor, I want to be born again, if that's your prayer. If you're here and you're born again, you've been out of fellowship where you took communion, so you've restored your fellowship. Amen. Amen. If you're here, you're not a member of this church, you need to join real quick. You need a church home. You need to grow. It won't take you long to get from where you are to where God wants you to be. It won't take you long. It didn't take me long. Once I got a hold of it, it didn't take long. Once you grasp and understood, your days of struggling is over. You'll try to figure it out, but it'll be manifested in your life. It'll be manifested while you're trying to figure it out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I got a word here. Somebody, this is for a woman. God said he's already picked your husband out for you. I mean, you obviously had to pray about this in order for the Lord to tell me this. He said he's already picked him out for you. And we show him to you, you'll know it. But keep trusting God. Let God finish the process. Can you say amen? Amen. Who that's for? I don't know. But it's not necessarily... ministries throughout the earth, but he didn't know about it. So he learned about pursuing himself. And that's why I share with you. You need to know about Dawood, John Alexander Dawood, these great men. But see, Dawood is in Zion, Illinois, up around somewhere outside of Chicago. Dr. Hagin, he's down there in Oklahoma, but Dawood was years before him. Are you following me? He was years before him. He didn't know about Dawood. So information wasn't like, well, you can go on YouTube and, you know, let me go on YouTube. Who else believes in healing, casting out devils? Can you say amen? So take this very serious, and you know a lot more than you realize you know, but do something with it. Speak it out of your mouth. You cannot rise above the level of your confession. You start, and there's nothing stopping your level of confession. Can you say amen? Your family members need you to go higher. They need you to walk at another level. Believe God. And it's just not all about something materially new. It could be a new level in walking with God and blessing God. God will talk to you about that. Amen. I want to thank you, saints, for just your patience and your time. Amen. We've had a wonderful time this morning. God is so good. Amen. Turn to your neighbor and say, this has been a blessing to me today. Yeah, tell them. Say, I needed this. Amen, sir. And turn to your another and say, I haven't fully digested all of it, but just the part I got is a blessing to my life. I'm going to do more. I will receive more. I will walk in God's blessings at a new level. God has put me on top of the fish. I can take it from here. I'll listen to my tapes, study the word, and get more revelation that God has for my life. In Jesus' name. Lady Cynthia. Okay. Somebody need to be saved. Okay, pray this prayer with me. Amen. If you say this with me, say, God, I believe that Jesus is your son. He died for my sin. I believe that Jesus paid the price for my sin. Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Savior and my Lord. I receive you, Jesus, as my Savior and my Lord. I'm not lost anymore, but I'm born again because of your life, your death, your burial, and your resurrection. I'm not the same. I'm a new creation in Christ Jesus. Jesus, you're my high priest now. Baptize me with the Holy Ghost according to the scriptures, with the manifestation of the gifts of the Spirit according to the word of God, with the evidence of speaking in other tongues according to the scriptures. In Jesus' name, I'm saved. I'm empowered in Jesus' name to walk in your power in this life. Amen. Amen. I'll never be the same ever again in Jesus' name. Amen. Give the Lord a shout of praise if you would. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hello, this is Pastor Thomas. That's all the time we have for today's message. I'd like to personally invite you to come out to one of our services. We meet Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. and Wednesday evenings at 6 p.m. We're in our new location at 159 Clark Road, right off of North Main Street, just past the Hexer Drive overpass. Thanks for listening, and join us again next week.
Thank you for joining us for The Air Church, the live worship service from The Air Church, 159 Clark Road on Jacksonville's north side, just north of the Trout River Bridge. Join us again next Sunday morning at our new location in the sanctuary at 10 a.m. or join us at 6 p.m. next Sunday for the worship service of The Air Church here on Praise 107.9. For more information, go to www.theairchurch.org. That's the H-E-I-R church.org.